Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yom Daf Lamed Hey. Today is Erev Shavuos, and we have over here a Gemara which fits so much to Matan Torah. The Gemara in Amud Beis says, "Ani ve'ashir ve'rasha boim nadin." If when a person comes, as the Tosfos Shani points out, after a person dies, goes up to Shemayim, they ask him, "Did you learn Torah?" And if anybody comes with an excuse and he says, "I was too poor," or "I was too rich," or "I was too much of a Rasha, I had too much of a Yetzirah, and that's why I couldn't learn Torah," this excuse won't work. Each one, there's somebody who showed that even though you have these challenges, you still learn Torah. As the Gemara concludes, Hilel Mechayves HaAnim, Ablozo Mechayso Mechayves HaAshirim, Yosef Mechayves HaRishayim. There's people that had these challenges much more than anybody else and still learned Torah. The Maharal in Jerusha LaTorah comes to explain a Medrash. The Medrash says that when Am Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai to receive the Torah, Bo Midbar Sinai, says the Medrash, Begimel Dvarim Nitna Torah. The Torah was given with three things. Bemidbar, Be'esh, Uvemayim. The Torah was given in the desert. The Torah was given with fire. And the Torah was given with water. And then the Midrash concludes and says, Ma'elu chinam lo'ilom avdivir Torah chinam lo'ilom. The same way the desert, the fire, the water are free, so is the divrei Torah in the world are free. So the Maharal comes to ask that the simple understanding of the Midrash, why you need three things to teach you that the Torah is free? And also, what's the chiddush that the Torah is free? What are you coming to teach me? Says the Maharal, one of the explanations, that the Medrash is coming to teach us our Gemara. Because there are three things that bother a person from learning Torah. One is when a person is too rich. Another one is when a person is too poor. And the third is when a person has a Yetzirah. These are the three me'akvim, the three disturbances that our Gemara over here in Yom Daf Lamed Hey speaks about. And connected that, we have the Medrash that tells us that Torah is given in three ways that helps us to overcome these challenges. And the Maharal goes to explain the Medrash based on the order of the Medrash. We will change the order to go based on the order of our Gemara. So the first thing, that the first challenge a person can have is poverty. Hillel HaZaken was so poor, it disturbed him to learn Torah. Keneged that, says the Maharal, the Torah was given in the Midbar. The same way that Torah was given in the Midbar and there was no sustenance, there was no parnasa in the Midbar. The way Am Yisrael were able to learn Torah throughout the years is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the man. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them parnasa, even though they didn't have anything else. So if a person is mekabel on himself to learn Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be giving him his parnasa. The Torah is given in the Midbar to overcome the challenge of poverty. Then the second part of our Gemara is Ashirus. When a person is too rich, he maybe can't learn Torah. Says the Maharal, that's the reason the Torah is given b'mayim, with water. Because water represents the hashpa in the world, the bracha. As the Gemara in Tainis tells us, that the whole Yiridus Kshamim, when rain comes to the world, water comes to the world, that represents all the hashpa and bracha that comes to the world. The Torah is given b'mayim to tell you that you can overcome the challenge of mayim, of too much hashpa, with limud Torah. And finally, the third challenge that one has is the challenge of Yetzer Hara. So Maharal points out the first two challenges are outside challenges. The challenges that come not from the person himself, but that come from outside things, outside elements in the world. The Yetzer Hara is within a person himself. Connected that, the Torah is given Be'esh, with fire. Because the Torah is fire and overcomes the Yetzer Hara. Connected that, the Yetzer Hara himself is compared to fire. But the fire of the Torah overcomes the fire of the Yetzer Hara. That's what the Torah is given that way, to show these gabrus on the Yetzer Hara. Adds the Maharal, that's the reason that in Shavuos you bring to Beis HaMikdash shtei halechem. Usually the rule is you cannot bring any chametz to Beis HaMikdash. Any one of the korbanos doesn't have any chametz. The only two exceptions are korban toida, which is not a topic today, and in the Seder Meadim, the only time you bring chametz to Beis HaMikdash is on Shavuos. Why do you bring chametz on Shavuos? Says the Maharal that the reason we don't bring chametz is because chametz, as Chazal tells in Sefer HaZoyar, chametz is compared to Yetzer Hara. When every time we speak about the Yetzer Hara, we equate it to chametz. And therefore, we try to remove the Yetzer, we try to remove the Chometz from Beis HaMikdash. We don't want to have any association with Yetzer Hara during the year. But on Shavuos, is a day of Matan Torah. Torah overcomes the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, on Shavuos, you can bring a carbon with Chometz to Beis HaMikdash. It's not an issue, because the Torah's fire overcomes this challenge. So our Gemara that speaks about the three challenges that we have, the way to overcome it is with Torah, and everything that Matan Torah represents is the ways to overcome these challenges. We should be zoyche to Matan Torah be'ahava. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.